FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bysheim with your main agriculture stories. The size of the disease management areas affected by foot and mouth disease in the KwaZulu-Natal area has been reduced. The Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Thoko Didiza, says in a statement that this decision follows the conclusion of the second round of serological surveillance. It was established that the disease within the disease management area is still confined to two clusters of dip tanks in Mtubatuba and Nongoma. The department spokesperson, Reggie Nkobu, added that this shows the restriction on the movement of animals out of, within, through and into the disease management areas was sufficient to prevent the disease from spreading. He says that in total, foot and mouth disease was detected and confirmed in 29 locations comprising of two clusters of dip tanks in communal grazing land as well as two commercial farms.
The local municipalities of Umhlabuya Lingana, Echozini, Etumbe, Abakulusi, Ulundi, Enkandla, Emthonjaneni, and Umlalazi are now released from movement restrictions. The minister wished to applaud the farmers and communities that have adhered to the movement restriction imposed upon them, which now made it possible to reduce the area under restriction.
Movement of cloven-hoofed animals and their products into, out of, through or within the disease management areas is still only allowed on authority of a permit issued by the veterinary services of the area. About 60,000 hectares of veld were destroyed in the Free State due to wildfires over the weekend. This is according to the Communications Officer of Free State Agriculture, Ilana Bester. Dr. Jack Armour, Commercial Manager of the organization, added that the fires over the weekend between Ventersberg and Welkom will easily increase numbers to over 400,000 hectares. The largest fire was reported in the Ventersberg area. Armour says that there is a big need for animal feed and has appealed to those that are able to make donations to visit the organization. Organization's website for more information on how to help affected farmers. And the latest economic growth numbers that were released by Statistics South Africa came out stronger than expected in the second quarter of 2021. According to Paul Makube, senior agricultural economist at FNB Agribusiness, this growth was underpinned by robust gains in the transport sector, personal services, as well as agriculture, with quarterly increases of 6.9%, 2.5%, and 6.2% respectively. He says that resilience in the agriculture sector continued as expected despite the ongoing COVID-19 related challenges, with all sectors, field crops, horticulture crops and animal products making immense contributions. Leading signs of yet another impressive rebound ahead of the release of second quarter 2021 GDP numbers included the robust harvest of summer grain and oilseed crops, good commodity prices, the record high agribusiness confidence, as well as strong exports. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.